We continue our discussion this whole hour about discussions and relations between the China and the U.S. here on The Takeaway. We've been talking about today's talks that John has been calling a summit, focusing on business and trade practices, and specifically China's strict rules when it comes to foreign businesses operating inside of China, many of them American and most of them having some difficulties. Kent Kettle joins us now, the Managing Director for Control Risks. It's a risk and security consulting firm that works throughout China, originally from Minnesota. But Kent, I understand you've lived in China since the mid-1980s.
Worked in China since then and have lived there off and on, yes.
All right, so a lot of commuting back and forth, I understand, so you probably know a lot about that long, long flight. But, you know, what are the, I mean, many of us seem to understand that clearly the language would be a barrier to working in China. Clearly the protective policies of the Chinese government would make it difficult for an outside company to come in. But what are the real difficulties when involved in going to China and opening a business?
Well, I mean, I think there's quite a few, and we just did a survey recently with the American Chamber of Commerce in Shanghai, and this is really the question that we asked. The biggest challenge for American companies in China we found was rather benign. It was really HR challenges, hiring people. And the growth has been so fast for many companies here that hiring people has been a challenge. So it's a bit benign, but a problem nonetheless. Then there are usual challenges of establishing, you know, dealing with a different legal environment, one that is a bit more restrictive. It's more difficult to set up a company sometimes. You have to go through many more processes than you would, say, in the U.S., and these can be difficult to manage.
What has gotten better? I mean, you've been working and living in China on and off for decades now. What's gotten easier?
Well, I would say everything has gotten easier. I mean, it used to take, you know, 4 days to make an international phone call. You bicycle down to the telecommunications bureau and register and bicycle back, and 2 days later they came and knocked on your door and said you can make a call. And right now I carry two cell phones and I have a computer, you know, linked up with a mobile connection. And so things are definitely better.
How about the bicycle?
In Shanghai, the bicycles have been restricted on some streets, so it's actually more difficult to ride a bicycle.
That's
in Shanghai,
amazing.
Oddly enough.
Well,
yeah, but...
go ahead.
Yeah. No, the constant, though, is the human element. And you can have a good structure and good rules and good laws and everything, but there is a cultural element where different things are important to different people. And that's probably the thing that I struggle with the most in my daily life is with my colleagues, with my employees, with my clients. The language, I may understand what they say in Chinese, but I don't necessarily know what they mean. And so that doesn't make for a very efficient environment at times.
That's Kent Kettle, Managing Director for Control Risks, a company that works throughout China and is headquartered in Shanghai. Kent, originally from Minnesota, and has lived off and on in China since the mid-1980s. Thanks so much for joining us, Kent.
Thank you.
I love that. The phones are easier.
But the bicycles
are harder.
More difficult.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.